Kinnison did not consciously thrill at that thought. He did not know that the news was going beyond his brain, that he had achieved his goal. Wurzel, however, did, and Wurzel thrilled for him. The gray lensman had finished his job. All that was left to do was to destroy that base, and the power of Boscone would be broken. Kinnison could die now, content. But no thought of leaving entered Wurzel's mind. He would, of course, stand by as long as there remained the slightest shred of hope, or until some development threatened his ability to leave the planet with its priceless information. And the pitiless Inquisition went on. Star A Star had sent him to investigate their planet, to discover whether or not there was any connection between it and the Zwillnik organization. He had come alone, in a speedster. No, he could not tell them even approximately where the speedster was. It was so dark, and he had come such a long distance on foot. In a short time, though, it would start sending out a thought signal which he could detect.
"But you must have some ideas about this Star A Star."
This director was the man they want so desperately to get. They believed implicitly in this figment of a lensman director. Fitting in so perfectly with their own ideas of efficient organization, it was more convincing by far than the actual truth would have been. They knew now that he would be hard to find. They did not now insist upon facts. They wanted every possible crumb of surmise.
"You must have wondered who and where Star A Star is. You must have tried to trace him."
Yes, he had tried, but the problem could not be solved. The lens was non-directional, and the signals came in at practically the same strength anywhere in the galaxy. They were, however, very much fainter out here. That might be taken to indicate that Star A Star's office was in a star cluster, well out in either zenith or nadir direction. The victim sucked dry, eight of the council departed, leaving Eichmill and the Overlord with the lensman.
"What you have in mind to do, Eichmill, is childish. Your basic idea is excellent, but your technique is pitifully inadequate."
"What could be worse?" Eichmill demanded. "I am going to dig out his eyes, smash his bones, flay him alive, roast him, cut him up into a dozen pieces, and send him back to his Star A Star with a warning that every creature he sends into this galaxy will be treated the same way. What would you do?"
"You of the Ike lack finesse," the Dalgonian sighed. "You have no subtlety, no conception of the nicer possibilities of torture, either of an individual or of a race. For instance, to punish Star A Star adequately, this man must be returned to him alive, not dead.